You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It is the fast of Tisha B'Av, the most solemn day in the Hebrew calendar, in which the Jewish people mourn the destruction of the first and second temples in Jerusalem and other tragic events that have fallen on this date. Tens of thousands made their way to the Kotel last night, the most visible relic of the temple that stood in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. Thousands more read Echa, Lamentations, at various sites around the old city, reenacting and living the longing for Jerusalem that epitomized Jewish life over the history of the dispersion. This afternoon, the Kotel precinct will again be packed for the afternoon prayers and for the end of the fast. The Israeli army yesterday named the soldier killed on Friday by Palestinian sniper fire along the Gaza border area. Staff Sergeant Aviv Levy, a 21-year-old from Petah Tikva, an infantry soldier in the Givati Brigade, became on Friday the first IDF fatality on the Gaza front since Operation Protective Edge in 2014. Levy was wearing a bulletproof vest when he was hit in the chest. He was initially listed as seriously wounded, but his condition deteriorated quickly. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday that Levy fought terror in Gaza with determination and bravery, and to our sorrow, sometimes the struggle bears a very heavy price. Levy's death on Friday sparked a wave of Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Friday night. Four Gazans, three of them confirmed by Hamas as its members, were killed in Friday's violence. The army said 15 targets were hit, including the Hamas Brigade headquarters in Zeytun. Earlier in the week, Hamas had pledged to stop rocket fire, shootings, and kite and balloon arson attacks, but later Hamas denied making a commitment as regards kites and balloons. Nonetheless, yesterday saw the fewest launches of arson kites and balloons in weeks. One incendiary device sparked a fire in a cowshed and storage center at Kibbutz Nahal Oz. The Israeli response was the second tank shell strike in the day. Earlier, a tank fired at a Hamas observation point east of Gaza City in retaliation for an attempted border infiltration in northern Gaza. The suspects returned to the enclave. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman on Friday said in Sderot that Israel was prepared to go to war if the stream of incendiary kites and balloons and other forms of violence from the Gaza Strip did not cease. The Knesset overnight Wednesday-Thursday passed the historic Jewish state law, which critics say enshrines discrimination against non-Jewish minorities in the state. Lawmakers approved the bill in its second and third readings by a vote of 62 in favour, 55 opposed and 2 abstaining, after hours of heated debate in the Knesset chamber. The bill, for the first time, enshrines Israel as the national home of the Jewish people in its quasi-constitutional basic laws. The law also declares that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, sets the Hebrew calendar as the official calendar of the state, and recognizes Independence Day, days of remembrance, and Jewish holidays. One clause of the bill downgrades the Arabic language from official to special standing, but also cryptically stipulates that this clause does not harm the status given to the Arabic language before the law came into effect. The most contentious elements of the bill, which would have allowed the state to sanction communities and settlements for only one sector of the society, were dropped after President Reuven Rivlin expressed his opposition. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban on Friday ended a brief but controversial trip to Israel with a visit to the Western Wall in Jerusalem. While he extolled his country's burgeoning ties with Israel during his visit, the Hungarian premier, who arrived on Wednesday evening, has been accused of fanning anti-Jewish sentiment at home. A year ago, Orbán hailed as an exceptional statesman Hungary's wartime leader and Nazi ally Horthy, who enacted anti-Jewish laws and under whose watch over 500,000 Jews were deported to Auschwitz during the Shoah. Orbán has also come under fire for launching a poster campaign targeting the Hungarian-born Jewish philanthropist George Soros, accusing him of seeking to flood the country with refugees. Major U.S. Jewish groups spoke out on Thursday, along with Israeli rabbis, against the interrogation of conservative rabbi, Rabbi Dov Chayun, calling his 5 a.m. detention for questioning about weddings he performed outside the auspices of the state-run chief rabbinate disturbing and outrageous. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit later on Thursday instructed police to halt the questioning of the rabbi. Chayun was slated to teach at an event at the residence of President Reuven Rivlin later on Thursday, and the Haifa rabbinate is suspected of seeking to embarrass Rivlin by detaining the rabbi. Chayun later attended the event. Support for a nationwide strike today by the LGBT community grew on Thursday as companies and institutions announced their willingness to allow employees to participate in the protest against a law passed by the Knesset that loosened surrogacy relations but does not enable gay couples to use surrogates in order to have a child. The head of the Histadrut Union, Avi Nissenkorn, announced that the national union would support LGBT members and others who wish to take part in the strike, calling on unions and management to allow workers to take part without infringing their rights. The Israel Airport Authority has warned that flights might be delayed today due to the action. Women Wage Peace, the movement that has grown to represent over 40,000 women from all sectors of Israeli society in its 4 years of existence, concluded 72 days of protest outside the Knesset on Thursday night, closing the tent of the mothers as the Knesset took its summer recess. Several hundred women marched from the Knesset to the Prime Minister's residence, where, in a moving ceremony conducted by Israeli Jewish and Arab women, many of whom had children serving in the IDF and some of whom had lost children in the conflict, they demanded peace. All the speakers agreed that war cannot bring security. One of the speakers reminded the gathering that baseless hatred had caused the destruction of the Second Temple, being commemorated today on Tisha B'Av, and that Jewish wisdom says that the only way to restore it will be baseless love. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.